This is KUNM. I'm Marisa DeMarco. Gun control is an issue driving at least one local to the polls and to an Albuquerque gun show. Public Health New Mexico's May Ortega spoke with a voter about how he thinks Donald Trump's presidency has helped the state and why he's voting this election.
Let me make sure I got you mic'd well.
So testing, testing,
crazy.
Testing.
Yeah, totally. All right.
Scott McCloud, teacher at West Mesa High School, and I also teach at CNM. Automotive instructor. I came basically to help out with the Pierce campaign. It's part of getting involved instead of talking all the time. I get involved a little bit about it too. I believe Steve Pierce, basically it was the Second Amendment and the economy. Some people will be anti-gun and they'll be, well, I'll give you a musket loader because that's what they had when they wrote it. And I'm like, but that's what the government had also. But as far as if anybody ever invades the United States, you're not going to want a single shot rifle. I try to go and get myself informed, which is something I try to tell my students to do. Get yourself informed. Don't go off my opinion. So I pull up every candidate's website, and then I read through it. And when I see stuff that turns me off, then I bail. But basically, as a gun owner, almost all Democrats have a piece that they believe that gun control is going to be safety.
What do you vote?
I can't tell people because I'm a reporter, so I'm not supposed to...
What? Both gubernatorials have the same platform as far as breaking away from the park. We didn't really embrace it that well, but I administer and proctor the park test. It's turning around. We've made it past the negatives, and now numbers and scores are starting to go. I think the economy's working great, and that's always the Second Amendment. One of the gubernatorial candidates on the Democrat side has a push to ban assault rifles and high-capacity magazines. You know, now 400 people do die in New Mexico, but most are suicide and murder. So I believe that's more of a mental type. I think when we rolled back a lot of the mental health services and we closed some mental hospitals in the state, I mean, on one hand, they said, well, they have the right to be free and the right to not be locked down. They have their rights. Well, while we gave them their rights, they're living under a bridge. I was a Trump supporter. I still am a Trump supporter. I think it's really working for our state. So, I mean, I'm not always a big fan of all the rhetoric maybe that comes out of them, but I'm a big fan of results. As a teacher, I got a pay raise because of this. We had extra money left over, and I got a pay raise through both APS and CNM. So I got a double pay raise working at both. I was Democrat when I was younger, but what I see is happening to the party and like what just happened with Justice Kavanaugh now, it's just scary where our country's at right now.
Support for KUNM's Public Health New Mexico project comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, the McCune Charitable Foundation, the Con Alma Health Foundation, and from KUNM listeners like you.